Welcome to you all again. Delighted that everybody stuck around, as many as possible. We'll have to invest in more chairs. But we've got more chairs at the back table, thanks to Phil and Phil, the Phil and Phil Show. For those of you who are visiting CTK for the very first time or haven't been here in quite some time, let me just give a little context to you and for everybody for that matter. This morning, Hugh Comer has prepared a presentation to kind of give you a window into where we are as a church from a financial perspective, but with a particular view towards discussing our church's desire to relocate to a facility that can accommodate us in a variety in more ways than what we can right now in a suitable way. And so we're going to talk about that in some general ways. There are two gentlemen that are going to be distributing copies of the FAQ sheet that you may have seen on the website this week. We don't have enough copies for everybody. So if you've already seen it, if you will pass them by. If you've not, or if you're new to us and you'd like to see it, Mark and Jim will start distributing those now. And so just raise your hand if you need an FAQ sheet, just to give you some idea of some of the things that we're thinking about and the ways in which we're looking. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to pray for us. And then we'll let Hugh give us a presentation on those two subjects. So would you pray with me? Father, in all things, we wish you to be preeminent. We wish to boast in nothing but you and in the knowledge of you, for it is in that knowledge that we move and live and have our being. And so we would pray, Father, that this whole community, this family of from many places, of many ages and stages and backgrounds and experiences, that we would come together for the sake of considering what it would mean to be faithfully present wherever we find ourselves and in deep ways and in ways that we could never imagine or dream. We ask that you would lead us, but we ask now that you would meet us in the moment and help us to understand what it means to be a family for the sake of your name. Thank you for Hugh and his work, and we pray now for your blessing upon the time. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Hugh Comer, one of our ruling elders.
Thank you, Patrick. And I'm going to be going through some slides, and I probably just a few folks over here can't see the screen up here, but hopefully you can see the screen okay. And I recognize this is sort of a businessy type meeting. We'll try to keep it not too businessy. And I've got one slide I'm going to share with you about budget. It'll just give you an insight into how we as a church are doing financially. I want you to see that before we start talking about facility so that you've got an idea of the context that we're coming from. And then we're going to share a little bit about the current facility situation. And then we're going to talk about what road we're on or that we're getting ready to embark on in the months ahead. Questions are welcome. This is a family meeting. We will, since we're recording this, I think we're recording, Bill. Yep. Since we're recording, we'll probably repeat the question and then also have an answer. So if you want to go to the first slide, the first slide here is an illustration of the 2015 budget. The elders approved this at the end of December. The budget is $240,000 for the year. That's a $30,000 increase over last year. You can see from the largest wedge in the pie, about two-thirds of the budget is devoted to Patrick's salary, which includes taxes, insurance, health care, his housing allowance, those sorts of things. And it also includes in that wedge is our two part-time staff, which are Paul McAndrew, who is our worship coordinator, and also Imelda Otmers, who is our administrative assistant. So you can see that takes up a large portion of the church budget. The next wedge, if you go around, the sort of light blue, is worship and facility. That makes up about 15% of the budget, which is about $36,000. A little bit over half of that amount is what we pay to Fair Meadows Baptist Church for this facility for the year. And we pay that on a monthly basis as rent to FBC. In addition to that, we also pay for liability insurance for our body, as well as we pay some maintenance costs associated with the church. So about 15% of our budget goes essentially to the facility here. The next largest wedge, the 11% there, is for missions and support. That's about $27,000. We use about $20,000 to support missionaries. That's a combination of some families that are members here and that reside here in the Duncanville area. You heard from them in the fall as they talked about what it is that they do. And we also are supporting two overseas missionaries. We have the Rail family, Brett and Taylor Rail, who are at Christ Bible Institute outside of Tokyo in Japan. And we also have Kyria Johnson in West Africa. And so those are the two overseas missionaries that we support. And the rest of that category goes also to funds that we pay to our denomination, the PCA, as well as to North Texas Presbytery. And then we also support what's called the Southwest Church Planting Network, which is an association of churches that are looking to plant additional churches in the southwestern United States. Southwest Church Planting Network actually supports us as a church plant for 3 years. We've got one more year of support, and then we'll roll off of that. But then we are giving back to the network to help plant additional churches. And then you can see there that there are small amounts for Christian education and events and for administration. The Christian ed and events is for adult and youth. Education, as well as for our nursery, and we've also got funds there for caregivers for nursery, for things like our community groups and Bible studies. And administration is what you would expect: office supplies, postage, printing the bulletins that you get, some legal costs, and some funding for our CPA that helps with finances. So small amounts that are included in there. If you want to advance, so at the end of last year, we ended the year with about $290,000 in the bank. And I want to say that is a combination of the generous giving of all of you, as well as prudent financial management over the past couple of years. We've been able to, each of the last 3 years, set aside a portion of a surplus during the year into a ministry growth fund, which we've been saving really in anticipation of needing to do something in the way of a facility down the road. And so 2014, we ended with $65,000 more contributions than our expenses. And the session voted to set that money aside into the ministry growth fund at the end of last year, which allowed us to boost that up a bit. We've also got some money in that $290,000. There's about $9,000 that you have given towards the deacons fund, and that's restricted funding that's only used for diaconal activities, which is mainly support of our body. But I want to just, again, commend you all in your faithfulness in giving. And obviously, as we think about a facility, money will be an important part of that. But the funds that we have in the bank are a great sort of starting point to think about doing something facility-wise. Now, moving more to the body, attendance trends. If you look at 2014, this graph shows monthly attendance trends across the year. And kind of generally, what I'd say is the first half of the year, we averaged about 85 people in attendance through the first 6 months. And then around July or August, we saw a sustained increase. And in the second half of the year, we've been averaging about 100 in attendance every Sunday. We had a peak of 117 people on September the 7th. And so far in January, we've actually exceeded that peak one of the Sundays this month. So we're averaging about 116 people so far in January. I don't have a count for today, Doug. I don't know. But ran out of bulletins. Okay. And, you know, we do have people that move on. And during 2014, we had the Gilchrist family and also the DeBoers that moved away. There were probably a few others that I'm not thinking of, but those are certainly families with a bunch of kids. So we had some people move away in the year, which is pretty natural, but we also saw growth in attendance. If you advance, actually, there's the January number. If you move to the next slide, so the rental on this facility, we've been in this facility now for about 18 months, hard to believe, but we signed a lease agreement with Fairmeadows Baptist Church in September of 2013. It's renewable every 6 months. We have put a renewal in because it terminates right now in February, so we're renewing for another 6 months. It can also be canceled by either party, really at any time. So it's a mutual agreement, I'd say, between the two churches. We share the space with FBC on Sunday mornings. We have access, as shown on this slide, on Sundays, we have access to specific rooms for specific periods of time. So it's basically, we've agreed that we'll use the facilities at a certain time in a certain place. And then if we want to use the facility more, we've had some events on Saturdays, we've had some events in the evenings, but we have to ask FBC for those, and as long as they don't have the facility scheduled for something else, they've been accommodating for us to do that. And there's no additional fee if we want the facility for more time. It's all included in our monthly rent. We do have some locked storage for supplies and equipment. We provide janitorial service, so we have a service that cleans the facility twice a month, and we also provide some supplies here. But I think the arrangement has been a blessing for us. It's really been a provision to Christ the King, and I think it's been mutually beneficial for the two churches to share the space. So we're really thankful to the Lord and to Fairmeadows for the use of the facility. I do want to give those some figures to illustrate the capacity limits of the facility. And the first one, if you want to see a crowd, go have a look in the nursery on a Sunday morning. The last 3 Sundays, I stuck my head in there today, and there were people. Of course, I think we used the playground a bit today as well. But the previous 3 Sundays this month, we've had 10, 12, and 10 kids, plus about 4 caregivers. And so it's a crowd on a Sunday morning. We're going to be looking at some things, whether we can get some expanded space for that in the interim. But the nursery is certainly an issue for us. The sanctuary seats about 180 people comfortably. And most church planners will tell you that a room, an auditorium, feels full when you're about 80% full. And you start actually turning people away. People come and they say, oh, there's too many people here. Maybe it's too crowded. 80% is about 150. So you'd say, we've got a bit of a room where we could grow some more, but it's certainly got a top end on it. And we've got to anticipate that if we do have some additional growth, we could well be bumping up against that. This room, there are a lot of you here this morning. Last Sunday, I counted 50, and that exceeded the chairs that we had, I think. So to get more people, we'll probably have to go more to a classroom style, take the tables away or do something, and also find some more chairs. You know, those are things that can be done, but certainly for the Fellowship Hall, 50 is starting to push the limit here. And the last one I'll note is the parking lot. There's parking for about 40 cars on the asphalt, and there's about room for 20 cars in the back. And if you took a rough guess and said 2.5 people per car, I don't know what our average is, but about 2.5 people per car is 150 people. And that needs to accommodate both Christ the King and FBC. So in terms of parking, you know, we're starting to stretch the capacity of the facility for that. So if it wasn't obvious to you, there are some limits on what Christ the King can do with this space if we continue to see some growth over the coming year. So if we move to the next slide, talking about facility search, before FBC became available, we had a search team that went and scoured over the sort of greater Duncanville area looking for suitable facilities, and we found very little that was available. In fact, we found that there are a number of small churches trying to find facilities, and probably more people looking for facilities than there are facilities available. And so we were very thankful when FBC became available as a place for us to worship together. Over the past year, on an ad hoc basis, as we've driven past things, or some of you have told us about buildings that might be attractive, the elders have gone and looked at various different properties. We've toured them. We've taken photos of them. We've talked to the owners. It's very ad hoc, and I would say generally what we find is we find congregations that aren't quite sure yet whether they want to sell or whether they want to do something different, or else we find a facility that just is not really appropriate for our congregation. So it's been ad hoc and not really finding anything promising. So late last summer, the elders met with a couple agents from Henry S. Miller Realtors. It's a group of guys who have experience in South Dallas County. They laid out for us what a sort of realtor-driven search would look like. And it's a pretty intensive undertaking. They basically will scour the geographic area that you lay out, and they will turn to the search team everything they find. And so depending on what it is, they could find lots of things. But they're professionals. They've got experience doing this. And we concluded from that we weren't quite ready to have, you know, a search and to deliver a lot of properties for us to consider when we weren't quite sure what it was that we wanted.